Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me for Favor Life, where we go through the process of there. We've been looking at ordinary people in the Bible that God has called for his purpose and his plan, and watching them as he takes the word and transforms their life by taking them through a process where they are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, as they walk by faith and not by sight, digesting the word that the God has spoken concerning them and watching God manifest it and demonstrate it in their life and make them a blessing not only to their own family but to nations and to everyone that they come in contact with. This is the same thing that God has done with us. And we've been studying in the book of Exodus and Genesis and looking at the lives of different individuals. And I'm reminded as we look at even the life of Abraham and we see what God has done in his life, the Lord had to separate him from everything that was familiar. He had to separate him from everything that was holding him back. He had to separate him from everything that would come or stand in the way of his divine will. He told him, said, leave that which is familiar. And there are times in our lives that God will call us to leave things that are familiar, even with the children of Israel. When God told Moses to take them out, they were to leave or loose themselves from the mentality and the traditions of what they had learned and what they had been in. Bracing for over 400 years to learn something new. It is the same thing with us as we embrace our Christian walk, as we embrace what God is telling us. We learn a new culture of the heaven. We learn a new culture of the spirit realm, which is God. We learn how to live differently. We leave what we're familiar with, and we've been familiar with the life of sin because we were born in it and shaped in it. So we knew how to sin and sin very well. But God called us to walk with him and walk by faith and allow him to change and transform us until we look like him, until when we see ourselves in the mirror of his word, we don't see ourselves, we don't behold ourselves, but we see him. And when we see him, it also shows up the areas that we're not looking like him. But the good news is the grace of God and the Holy Spirit and the word of God continues to change us and transform us. And this walk of faith and transformation will continue until he cracks the sky or until we go to be with him. It is a lifelong walk of being changed, of becoming as he is. For as we grow in him and we grow in the knowledge and the grace of who he is, as we taste of him, learning of him, and we experience that, we see our lives being changed and transferred. We have to be patient because we learn how to sin so well that sometimes we get frustrated with our own selves because we think we're supposed to gather this or get this and be changed. And there are some things that God does instantly. There are some deliverances that he does instantly. I've witnessed people who were on drugs who get delivered instantly, cigarettes instantly, alcohol instantly, or some type of other addiction, sexual addiction instantly. But there are other things that you have to go through the process of faith. And that process of faith requires you to go through things that stretch you and grow you and build you up in your most holy faith. It is through our trials that we are made and that we become strong and that we grow and we mature. The children of Israel faced situations where they did not want to grow. They did not want to change. And this is why God, after leading them out and dealing with them very patiently and showing them that he was God and even wanting and desiring to do away with them and because of their disobedience and their unfaithfulness to him, when he said to Moses, these people will not enter into the promised place, they were going to, out of their own confession of saying that they wish they had died in Egypt. They had died instead of dying in the desert. God allowed them to die right there, but their children, he allowed them to cross over into the new generation, into the new place God promised them. And we see that the new generation beheld and allow God to change and transform them. They allowed God to maneuver and work in their life that they could possess what he said. God didn't even allow Moses to go into this new place because he loved the people more than he loved doing the will of God. He loved what their opinion, and he loved the place that they were in, the position that they were in. And when the Bible says that he hit the rock was representing the rock of Jesus Christ. He struck what God told him not to, because it was representing the solid rock, the foundation of what they would themselves would be founded on. And when he struck it, it was representing him striking Christ, or striking what God loved, what God was going to do in the lives of the people. So God had to raise up Joshua. And when God raised up Joshua, he was a different type of leader. He was a different type of leader. He made the people dig their own wells. He how to fight. He taught them how to walk in faith. He taught them how to believe God. He taught them how to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and to mature and not be as the first generation, their parents and their forefathers, who murmured and complained and were weak and acted as if they were helpless when they had been in bondage for over 400 years and knew how to go through and travail and go through hard things. But yet when it came to obeying God, they acted as if they were weak and they could not follow. And we have to be very, very careful when God is shifting us, when God is moving us, when he's telling us that we're prepared to shift and certain things won't be able to go with us and we have to let go, or he's cutting away some things, or he's dealing with different areas in our lives. We have to be very, very careful that we don't allow the will of our own flesh and our unwillingness to change to dictate what God is saying. But we have to be willing to understand that God knows what is best for us, and he knows the way that he's taking us. He knows what he's established in our lives. And as we allow him and prove him, we will see the demonstration of his power, and we will be changed. And that which we thought was going to be hard will be a light thing. That which we thought was going to be difficult, we will see the demonstration of God's power. We have to trust and know that where God is leading us is not the place of failure or despair or the place where we're going to be destroyed, but it's leading us to a place where we're going to be built up in our most holy faith, that we're going to be shaped, that we're going to become spiritually mature and grow to the place that we will be able to trust him and know him and see him as God. Joshua learned and saw God for himself, even though he had been under the tutelage of Moses, and he had many, many things. It was when he himself had to trust God, and he learned and developed a relationship with God that showed that he can depend on God, and God would answer him, and God would be with him. And just like God told Joseph, be strong and very courageous. There are times, and many, many times in your walk, you will have to be strong and very courageous. You will have to look and depend on God, because no one else will be able to help you. Whatever you're going through, you're going to shift, and that he's trying to move you to another place, and you've got to let go of some things. Trust God. And whether it's emotional, in your emotional realms, that he's trying to get you to let go of the past, or the pain, or the place of being a victim, or the place of being in this predicament where you can't go forward, the spirit of failure or depression, whatever it is that God is telling you to let go, to embrace what is better. It's better to let it go, to embrace what God has for you that will take you into another dimension of victory, of peace, of joy, of satisfaction, than to hold on to the thing that has kept you in a place where you cannot grow, you cannot maneuver, you can't go forth, you cannot be all that God has called you to be. There are greater things in store. Don't hold on to the thing, but believe God and watch him demonstrate his power. I'm Pastor Cheryl Faxon. Thank you for joining me for Save a Life, where we go through the process of there. I hope you've been empowered in this 15 minutes and that you see the demonstration of God as you allow him and trust him to take you to the next place that he's called you to. Be blessed.